A team of horses pulling a buggy waiting to enter the procession broke free and trampled the crowd, including several children who were in the street to pick up candy tossed from the floats. Four people were riding in the buggy, which eventually overturned. Bellevue Mayor Virgil Murray talked with reporters earlier today and says it still hasn't been determined why the horses bolted.
There is nothing we know about it. We consider it an accident. There's all kinds of speculation. Anybody could make something up, like there was a sound or a something. But to our knowledge, we have not been able to determine anything like that other than they were noticed that they were free or uncontrolled and racing ahead.
He also says it's too early to make any decisions about changes for future events.
Right now, we're trying to focus on the family and their tragedies and be considerate of them. And it's going to take a while for us to process that information. And it would be very presumptive of me to say, well, it's been less than 24 hours since we've had an accident, and we're taking a direction and going some way without having even gathered all of the facts.
Murray says he's thankful for the dozens of medical personnel who were on hand to watch the celebration. They pitched in to help when they were needed.
Well, we had other people in town. Being a parade, we had other fire departments, other emergency responders. And because we have people coming back to the community to visit their family, we have people with all kinds of occupations, and some of the occupations are in the medical field. And so those people were willing to step up and come out and help our emergency people.
Murray says it took just under an hour to dispatch all the injured to hospitals by ambulance or by life flight helicopter, which was not an easy feat given the size of the crowd.
I'm just using the number maybe from in that six blocks area, maybe 1,000 people. A lot of people come to town at this time, and I don't know anybody could make their estimate, but it was a lot of people in that area.
He says after many discussions with event organizers, it was determined the rest of the Heritage Day celebration would go on as planned.
And we also have people who have set up and have booths and are ready to have people come to the park. We also had a lot of children who had come to our community expecting to have a good time. I did go up to the area which we call Cole Park, where we have rides set up and maybe games of chance and antique cars and so forth. And people were there, but the mood was somber. People participated, but they did it with kind of a quiet, introspective mood, thinking, I can't really believe this happened.
The fireworks display was held Sunday night, as was Monday's ski water show on the Mississippi. Authorities have identified the person who died as 60-year-old Janet Steinis of Sprogville. Her husband, Mardell, was driving the buggy. Police say 10 of the victims are hospitalized in critical or serious condition with broken bones, and at least one had a collapsed lung. I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.